Hey, Winona.
God bless you.
God bless you. So glad to have you back on here. Listen, this is the National Defense, and all you have to say is Winona, and people go crazy. Absolutely crazy. Winona, last time we talked to you, so we're based in Kansas City, and and we talked all about you singing on a streetcar the last time you were in here for a fundraiser.
Absolutely. I'll sing anywhere.
This is so exciting. You're announcing some special guests for the 2023 The Judds, the final tour in celebration of the life and legacy, of course, of your mom, Naomi. And my nephew, Corey, who lives in Knoxville, went to see your show in Nashville in October. He's still talking about it. I mean, incredible.
It's otherworldly. I know that sounds really heavy and corny in some ways. It's hard to explain this tour because it'll never happen this way again. You know, I'm sure that I'll look back on this time and think, I don't know anything that's been more significant in my lifetime than this tour, because it's not just about show business. This is a celebration as well as a communication through music, which is healing, and it's healing people too. It's not just me that's going through this. People lose their mother every day, and when you lose your mother, it is something that you go through in a way that it takes your breath away. You know, there are moments on stage, Randy, where I'm standing there and I've got the microphone as high as I can get it because the fans are singing so loud, they're out singing me in terms of volume, and it blows my mind. I mean, all my circuits are blown. I'm just like, I don't know what to do. And I literally physically have to take a step backwards because it knocks me over. Well, and I literally let the fans take over.
You know, and the other thing that's happening, Winona, I mean, you're right. It's bigger than a show. It's bigger than a concert. I mean, this is such a great celebration and tribute, and so many things are going on at the same time, including some of these incredible musicians that are with you, like Ashley McBride, Brandi Carlile, Kelsey Ballerini, Little Big Town, Martina McBride, of course, and even Tanya Tucker, right?
Tanya Tucker. I've known her since I was a teenager. We're family.
Well, I was going to ask you, you know, I know that you've had a lot of support from the fans, of course. Talk about the support that you've had from the music industry and some other artists.
It's so heavy and sweet right now. I don't know that it will ever be this way again. I think you go through life, and when you go through losing a parent, everyone can relate. It doesn't matter how much money you've got, how smart you are, how pretty. You go through this mourning, you know, this grieving process, and everybody can relate to that. And it's on a deep level, man. There's no other way. I was literally in Walgreens the other day, and I was standing there, and somebody walked up to me and said, I just lost my father to suicide. And I'm standing there, and I'm in the card section, and all of a sudden we become bonded over something that we both go through, and there are no words. All of a sudden we're related.
Yeah, absolutely. We were talking to Winona here in the National Defense, and I lost my mom 3 years ago. And, you know, you just don't, it never goes away. And I don't know if it's like this in your family, Winona, like it was for me, but it kind of, I've got two sisters, and it galvanized us. I mean, it just brought us so much closer together. Did that happen with you?
Absolutely. Ashley and I are bonded in a way right now. We've been separated since Ashley was 14 and I was 18. I became famous, successful teen, and we were separated geographically for our whole life. It's very similar to military families. I mean, Mom and I Right. move around like all the time, and we never really settle in one space for very long. You know, we're here today, gone in a couple of hours, not even tomorrow. We don't get to spend the night sometimes. We literally do a show, we get back on the bus, and then we travel 10 hours to the next town. So I've been separated from Ashley all of this time for the most part, except for holidays. So yeah, all of a sudden I'm going over to her house almost every day, and we're telling stories and talking about when we were little. And you're right, it takes you somewhere that you're not expecting to go.
That's fantastic. We're talking to Winona here, the National Defense, and the special guest for the 2023 The Judds final tour in celebration of the life and legacy of Naomi. And, you know, aside from all of the emotional, the healing, the celebration, this is a hell of a show. I mean, this is a lineup, man.
Duh.
Hey, I want to talk about a little bit, you know, when you come to town, when you come to, we're based in Kansas City, Missouri, and you come in town for Thunder Gong, which is a benefit for the Steps of Faith, and they provide prosthetics for people that can't afford them. And man, I mean, you just always knock it out of the park. And I don't see how you can just always have that kind of level. I mean, you know, everybody else is doing a good job, but man, you come on stage, you get in the house, whether it's a streetcar or wherever, and it's just powerful.
You know what? Thank you for saying that, because I really wish I could take credit for it. This is going to sound really corny, and I can't apologize, because this is about as corny as it gets. Man, I show up and I literally step aside physically. I will take a step aside and let God walk through the room, and he shows up every time for me. I don't know what else to tell you. I wish I could take credit. I wish I could say, well, thank you, sir. That's so amazing, because I'm amazing, and oh my God, blah, 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 blah. The truth is, I show up and I show out for the one who gave me my gift, and he meets me every time, and he's the one that shows up and makes everybody change. I wish I could have that kind of power. I really do. But I learned from my grandmother that it's not all about me. Gosh, I wish it was sometimes, because I could use the support. But you know what? I show up, and I tell you what, when you do, in whatever shape you're in, I swear to God, this is the truth about this tour. I am as brokenhearted as I've ever been. I cry every single day, and I can't believe she's gone. Like it hits me, and all of a sudden I'm like, wait. This isn't my story. This is not how the story is supposed to end. And yet the music takes me and it heals me. And people think, well, why are you doing this? And I'm like, what, am I supposed to stay home and stay stuck in my sadness?
Right.
Or am I supposed to use my gift? I'm supposed to use my gift to help other people. That's what I was trained to do from a child. I've been playing guitar for 50 years. 50 years I've been doing this. So what am I supposed to do? And so thank you for saying that, because I love to show up and I jack my hair to Jesus. I put on my spray with glitter in it, and I put on my push-up bra, and I show up, and I give everything I got, and it works. Praise God.
Amen. Amen. She's not preaching, she's teaching, and I'm also wearing my push-up bra today, so this is going to be, it's just so many great things.
Good for you, honey.
The National Defense is sponsored by VSP Vision, a federal employees dental and vision insurance program carrier empowering human potential through sight. Learn more at choosevsp.com. And now, a 60-second eye insight from VSP network optometrist and retired Army Captain Dr. Steve Loyson.
Hi there. With winter looming, you might be experiencing watery, gravelly, and gritty eyes and think you have problems with tearing. But oftentimes, it's just that your eyes are dry, and they are trying to fix themselves by producing more tears. An easy remedy is to wear protective eyewear to shield your eyes from harsh elements when you're outdoors in the cold. And beware of direct airflow and heaters in the home or in your car so that they are not blowing directly in your face. Humidifiers and artificial tears can also help. If you're having a really hard time, talk to your local eye doctor about medications and treatments they recommend. Learn more about vision benefits for federal employees and retirees, active duty family members, and retired uniform service members at choosevsp.com/national defense.
As a VSP member through FedVIP, the Federal Employees Dental and Vision Insurance Program, you get personalized eye care from a network doctor with low out-of-pocket costs. And you can maximize your benefits at Premier Program and VisionWorks locations nationwide. Prefer to shop online? Use your benefits and shop a wide selection of glasses, sunglasses, and contacts at the VSP-authorized online retailer Eyconic. That's EYEconic.com. Lastly, if you don't have an eye doctor, call VSP Member Services at 800-807-0764 and they'll help connect you. Not a VSP member yet? Visit choosevsp.com/national defense for information about eligibility and how to enroll.
Here's something. You bring that up. Last night, I'm watching a YouTube video of you singing one of my favorite songs, I Can Only Imagine, from Mercy Me.
Oh, my gosh.
My wife,
That's one of my favorites.
My wife walks in. why are you crying? Well, I mean, what a great rendition that is.
Yes. One of my favorite moments of being on stage. Mm. I've had many, and I'm blessed. I'm blessed and I'm broken.
Who was the first, when the news got out about Naomi, who was the first friend in the industry that reached out to you?
Faith Hill.
Really?
Yeah, and Tim McGraw. I've known Faith since she was a teenager, so we're pretty connected. We've been connected for a very long time, and I've had several, but I remember Faith Hill being one of the first. And people literally rallied around me like a protection circle. And I felt so enveloped in this sacred circle of family. We really are family, and I know that's corny, but it's true, because we see the same people coming up as we do going down in the charts, and we all see each other at CMA, Fanfare, Ryman. You know, Nashville's a small community, so they all rallied around me, and I feel so loved right now. I hope I never, ever come back to reality.
We're talking to Wynonna here in the National Defense. You can get tickets, by the way, for the Judds final tour at thejudds.com. You're going to be in Kansas City on February 3rd. And we're talking about these are giant arenas. These are giant arenas. And, you know, we've seen you play in little clubs in just about every place. How is it in these giant arenas and these big venues?
It literally takes my breath away to stand there and see so many people. It's intimidating as hell, I'll be honest.
I'll bet.
It is the most, oh my God, it is the most unbelievable feeling to walk on one stage. You're one person, and I walk out there and I look around like, oh my gosh. And then all of a sudden, they will start to sing, and I feel like I'm in heaven. I swear to God, it's the holiest moment. When I feel them coming out at me, it's the greatest therapy anyone could ever ask for.
And when you got this, you know, I don't know how you arranged this tour with all these great people. Obviously, they've got plans. They've got tours. You know, Brandi Carlile, I mean, arguably is having the best career of anybody in music. And did they just go, okay, well, yeah, sure, we'll do what you need.
Absolutely. Abso-stinking-lutely. We literally show up the day before the show. We show up around noon, 1 o'clock, and we rehearse the show like we're doing a CMA show. We literally clock it to where we get every note as perfect as it can be, and then we let it go. We show up the next day, and we do the same thing, and all of a sudden it takes on another level. Brandi Carlile knows every single, I don't think you know this, or maybe you do, but Brandi, I was her first three concerts with Mother. So she knows every single note,
wow,
every breath in between, to the point where she could sing the entire show without me. and I'm not kidding. I'm not even kidding.
Wow. Well, I mean, hey, I'm not surprised. I didn't know that, but I'm not surprised because, you know, your music has just been around and endured, and you know, all your hits. It's tough to even pick one. I mean, you've had so many, and they're all so special to everybody. But I can't wait to see the show. Will you push your bra in my direction when I get there, just to say hi?
Well, I don't know. I'll think about it.
All right.
I'll think about it.
Wynonna, thank you so much for being here. It's so great to talk to you. Great luck on the tour. You don't need it, but just a fantastic celebration. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you for letting me share my story.
We'll be right back here on the National Defense.
Billy was a small town loner who never did dream of ever leaving southern Arizona or ever hearing wedding bells ring. He never had a lot of luck with the ladies, he sure had a lot of good working skills. Never cared about climbing any ladder, he knew the way in a small cafe found the will. letting this Bonnie and a little bit of her was a little too much. A few movies and a few months later, the feeling got strong enough. You're dead and on a car, so it must have been love. I drove him uptown for a diamond. That's when he started going over the line, working overtime to give up things just to hear her say she don't deserve them. But he loved her and he just kept going overboard, over the limit to afford to give up things he knew she wanted. Without her, where would he be? See, it's not for him. She is his only need. Ring on her finger and one on the ladder. A new promotion every now and then. Bonnie worked until she couldn't tire a brand. Then stayed at home and had the first of two children. My old time did fly. The babies grew up and moved away. Left them sitting on the front porch rocking. And Billy watching Bonnie's hair turn gray. And every once in a while you could see him get up and he'd head downtown. 'Cause he'd heard something she wanted, and it just had to be found. Didn't matter how simple or how much it was, love. And boy, ain't that love just something strong enough to keep a man going over the line, working overtime to give up things to hear her say she don't deserve him. But he loved her and he just kept going overboard, over the limit to afford to give her things he knew she wanted.